Welcome to the first in a series of podcasts about the social media driving licence. In this podcast, we're going to be introducing the licence to you, telling you what it is, why it's happening, and when it's all going to start. My name is Andrew Fitzpatrick. I work in Information and Library Services, and I'm joined by Andy Priest now.
Hi, Ange. Yeah, I think that encapsulates what we're going to try and cover today.
Yeah.
So it's meant to give you a flavour. If you're curious about the licence, if you're thinking, is this something for you, then this is what you need to listen to. And it won't be very long. Just covering the bases. So what is it? The Social Media Driving Licence, or SMDL, because it's going to become quite boring very quickly.
A lot of words, isn't it?
The SMDL. It's an 8-week course delivered in the classroom and online, and the idea is that it offers participants a solid grounding in social media and helps them to understand the professional application, value, scope and limits of social media tools. All participants are required to critically engage with and explore the different social media platforms and channels that we look at. And there's also a requirement to regularly blog and tweet. So you're actually using those tools. And along the way, you'll also have tasks to complete. It's going to be very interactive. And at the end of the course, provided you've ticked all the boxes in terms of what's required, and that will be outlined very clearly, you'll be awarded with a license certificate.
Hooray!
I know. Exciting, eh?
This license is designed to give you skills to use on the ground, but also to give you confidence when using social media.
Yeah. So Andrew's now going to take us through the different tools that are going to be covered, because we're not doing everything, because we don't have time, apart from anything else,
indeed,
in an 8-week course. So it's realistic, but it's also, we think we've picked out the highlights.
Yeah, there's some keepers on the list.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to enjoy using them beyond the course. As Andy intimated, Twitter and blogging are going to play a very large part. They will allow us to deliver the course and also help you evaluate tools and help us evaluate your progress. So we'll be using Twitter and using blogging on the WordPress platform. We'll also touch on Hootsuite, which is a social media management app, allowing you to keep all your social media channels in one place. In conjunction with Twitter, we'll be using Storify, which allows you to craft a narrative based on your tweets, other people's tweets, and other things that crop up in social media. Google Plus is on the list. Now, Google Plus is a bit of a new kid on the block. It's Google's answer to how to get people to engage with it in a social way. So we'll be looking at Google Plus Hangouts. We'll also look at YouTube and Flickr, which is focused mostly on sharing photographs. SlideShare, a much more academic product, will allow you to share your PowerPoint decks and also find others. So we think that will have a good use for most people in their day-to-day lives. And last but not least, Feedly, an opportunity for information to come to you for a change by curating RSS links from sites that you enjoy.
Yes, so that's a lot.
Yeah,
but it's manageable, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. A lot of these tools work together very well. They kind of lock in. So it won't be as long a list as it perhaps sounds.
Yeah, indeed. So the website on which all of the information will be, whether it'll be videos or podcasts like this one, is at blogs.jbs.cam.ac.uk/smdl. And from there, you'll also be able to access a section of frequently asked questions, course curriculum, and information on how to register. Now, we are limiting to 30 places, just so that everyone who takes part has enough support and the class size isn't too big. And we're hoping to get participants from across the organisation, and at all levels as well. This is open to all faculty, all staff, and we'll just see how that goes. But it'll be launched towards the end of May, and you'll probably already have read an announcement by Christoph mid-May, launching the licence and the idea of it. So I hope that's an interesting taster. There's also a separate podcast you might want to listen to, which is intended to answer those frequently asked questions that we've already been asked, things that are quite tricky, and we've just got to flesh out the details.
Yes.
So I think that's it for this podcast.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you again soon.